You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. Steel tycoon and philanthropist Andrew Carnegie built libraries all over the U.S., with at least 14 of them in the Central Valley. Today, only a handful of those original buildings remain. One of them is in Hanford. There's now a museum inside, but its future may be on the line. Last week, the city issued the Hanford Carnegie Museum Board a letter. It listed 18 things that needed to be repaired or maintained. It gave the museum 10 days to make the repairs. If not, the city has the right to evict the board and museum from the building.
It kills me to think that we might lose this.
That's Patricia Dickerson, general manager of the museum.
And it's a magnificent building. We've got the Romanesque architecture.
She gestures to the building's high ceilings and then shows me a glimpse of life more than a century ago when the library first opened. Behind one window is a mannequin dressed as Miss Alice Hall, one of the city's early librarians. She sits beside some of the original books. Next to that display is a kitchen with an icebox.
You know, wood-burning stoves, nothing like we have today. And of course, the old washing machine. Put your clothes in here. Your soap and stuff comes in here.
And there are other displays, like the one on the region's military history. There's even a dress designed by Amelia Earhart, the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. Why in this museum?
She would actually teach at Chandler Airport in Fresno, where she would teach one of our Hanford residents, Mary Peckwood, how to fly.
It's history like this that Dickerson fears will be lost if the city revokes the museum's lease. She says board members and volunteers have been working nonstop to meet the September 3rd deadline.
The community has put so much into this, and we're not going to stop. We'll keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully the city council sees we are trying.
Outside, volunteer Jennifer Cortez is sweeping and shoveling dirt.
Well, we were clearing away all the debris from the wrought iron down here, because that's what they wanted.
She says her daughter loves the museum.
And she comes over here, she's learning the history. I mean, she's gonna be 13 years old.
But history aside, Darlene Mata, Hanford's community development director, says the board isn't keeping up the building and grounds.
You know, you walk by and you can see that it hadn't been cared for the way it should have been. There are people in the public that do care about the building that have, my understanding is, are voicing their opinions.
Francisco Ramirez, a Hanford councilman whose district includes the museum, says those complaints are political.
And the same people that don't like me are using this as fire to push it even to where we're at today.
Ramirez was recalled from the council in January of 2018 after a Kings County grand jury said he violated campaign finance laws. However, he won his seat back later that year. He says the general manager of the museum, Patricia Dickerson, supported him, and that upset some community members. He says if the council won't negotiate,
then I'm going to be in front of that council meeting, and I'm going to walk off that dais, go in public comment, and talk about the issues as a regular citizen. And if that doesn't work, then I'm going to be picketing with all the people that support the Carnegie Museum.
But Sue Sorensen, council member and mayor of Hanford, says the city just wants to make sure the building is being taken care of.
I would be sad that people would think that the goal of the city is to, you know, shut their doors. That is not the goal of the city. The goal of the city is to follow the agreement and to make sure that the facility is being maintained.
The museum's board has set up a $10,000 GoFundMe campaign to support the repairs. So far, it's yet to crack $1,000. The city will do an inspection next Tuesday to see if the repairs have been made. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui in Hanford.